Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God has planned for me and what God has planned for you. I want to tell you, beloved, saints of God, friends of God, children of God this morning, we can go on with different words to describe who you are in relationship with God. God have a plan for your life on this Tuesday morning, and we're going to look in His Word, and we will discover His plan, how we will transport, how can I transport the spiritual reality from the realm where God is, from the spiritual realm into the physical realm where I exist. And one key point that Diane brought out was through the meditation.
Meditating on the word
yes.
of God. The word of God is alive.
Yes.
It's timeless. It brought success thousands and thousands of years ago. It brought success 100 years ago. It brings success today. It's
yes.
the same word. And we live in extraordinarily different times. The lifestyle that we have now in 2024 is a lot different than the lifestyle they even had back in the 1800s. But the word of God is timeless. It brought success then, and it brings success now, even though the circumstances of life, the things of life have changed. But the word of God, it is alive. It is timeless. So when it says in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. So when we're meditating on the word of God, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The principles of God are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The word of God is alive. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it tells us, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, that it could pierce even to the division of the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, that's a powerful verse because it gives us a spiritual realm example. It says it could pierce even to the division of the soul and the spirit, but then it gives a physical example, the joints and the marrow. So if you've ever cut into any meat or into any bone, or cleaned any fish, or anything like that, you have that illustration of a sword, of a knife, being sharp enough to get in the innermost workings, to separate the joints and the marrow, even though those things are closely interknitted together. And now when it says the soul and the spirit, we have to realize that the soul is not the spirit.
Right.
The soul is how we think and how we feel, but the spirit is the God part of us. It's the truth part of us. It's the part that is not going to move when we're operating in the spirit. That's the part of us that's immovable, steadfast, always abounding in the work of God. Our soul is our mind, and that's trying to twist us and take us out of working in the spirit. It's trying to direct us back to operating in the flesh. But it's saying that this word here, it could even pierce, it could divide, it could give the distinction, so that we're able then to realize, okay, what's the intention of this thought that's coming through my mind right now? We don't give way to every thought. If we realize, okay, this is something that's of the soulless realm. This is the enemy coming in trying to move me by my emotions. This is the enemy trying to get me to feel a certain way. Or if we could, then we just can discern the intent of God when he's speaking to us. And we say, okay, this is God. I know that God is leading me in this direction. I know that I can't unsee this. What we said yesterday, when you know that you know, when God has showed you something, you cannot unsee it. Even if you're not doing it, you can't unsee it. It's going to come up. You're going to continue to see it. Because what is he doing? He's drawing you into the way that he has called for you to go to do what? To make you your way prosperous. And to make you have good success. Because a lot of times we're trying to have good success in something that God hasn't called us into. And if we're operating within our gifts and in our abilities, if we're in that that cluster, that arena, we're gonna be do good. We're gonna perform well to other people. But we're gonna know on the inside of us that we're missing something. That the purpose that God gave me for the fullness of these gifts is not this.
Yes.
It's really that.
Right.
You can't unsee it.
Right.
So we have to be excited about the things of God, meditating and drawing strength from the word to do the things that he has called us in the earth to do.
So we have to do the plans. Mm-hmm. We have to do the plans. Find the plans that God have for your life, for my life, and then do it. Mm-hmm. But it comes back to the point we're making. You can do what you don't see. Mm-hmm. So you have to see it. And the next way to see it, so one way you see it is through meditation. The second way you see it is through what? Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So one way you see it is through meditation. The second way you see it is through revelation. So revelation revealed to you what God is saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do it.
In Psalm 119, verse 18, it says, open my eyes
that
I may see wondrous things.
Come on.
From your law.
From your word.
They can have revelation,
yes,
of the things of God. It doesn't say open my eyes so I can see a bunch of mess. I can see a bunch of pain. I can see a bunch of hurtful things. No, he says, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things that result from your word. From operating my life in accordance to your word. So as we're meditating on the word, it produces revelation. Revelation comes from God, and it comes through the word of God.
My God,
mm-hmm,
open my mm-hmm eyes, O Lord,
mm-hmm,
that I will see all the powerful things that is within your word, that contain in your word. So when my eyes is open, how does it open? It's open by revelation. Well, when you see light. Light allows me to see. Revelation is light.
Mm-hmm.
Light is knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Light is wisdom. Light is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I need light.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That's good. That's good what you're saying right there, because just when it's in collaboration with the point that we can't unsee.
Yeah.
So if you know the layout of a room,
ooh,
because you've seen it with light,
yeah,
it could be dark in there.
You still see
it. And you
can
still see it. You can't unsee it. You know if you go this way too much, you're going to bump the wall.
Come
you know
on,
if
somebody.
You go this way too much, you're going to stub your toe on the bedstand. So once you see it by light, you can't unsee
it.
Darkness cannot take it away. Once you see it by light. So we have to see it by light, and then we could still operate in it when the enemy tries to come with his darkness and his scheme and try to make us feel some kind of way, because we've seen it, we can navigate it.
Man, that was some, as mm-hmm we expound,
mm-hmm,
we say at Celebration Church, you're in the mm-hmm school of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come, if you ever join one of our service, we let you know, mm-hmm, this morning, you're in the school of the spirit, not the school of phonetics. In a school of the spirit, where the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you wisdom,
mm-hmm,
knowledge, understanding of God's word, and how you can what operate in it.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the Holy Spirit? He's a master teacher. We know that. The Holy Spirit is the master teacher. That's why Jesus, Dan, mm-hmm, right on that point, he says to the disciples, don't be so discouraged. Don't be heartbroken. It is good that I go. Because if I don't go, the master teacher won't come. Mm-hmm. And when the master teacher come, you're going to be glad that I go. Mm-hmm. Because he will now teach you all things.
Mm-hmm. And it was true. Because they couldn't see it then.
It's true.
They couldn't see it then.
That's right.
But Jesus already saw it.
Oh, come
on. Jesus couldn't unsee it.
Yes.
So he knew what was going to happen.
Yes.
But they couldn't see it yet. But
yes.
When they did see it, it came just as he said.
Says.
Because then there was no sorrow anymore that they were separated from Jesus.
Yes. Right.
After Jesus, he resurrected. He was with them for 40 more days on the earth. He was encouraging them. He was leading them in the way they should go. Then he ascended. They didn't see him no more.
More.
In the earth.
There was no more sorrow that Jesus is gone.
And they weren't sorrowful.
The Holy Spirit was here now.
They had hope now. Yes. The Holy Spirit is here, and we'll see Jesus again.
Yeah.
We'll see him later.
Yeah.
There's work for us to do to continue the work, to continue what Jesus has deposited within us.
And if you don't believe what we're saying, mm-hmm. go to Acts chapter 2 and listen to Peter. When they says, when all the bystanders says, these guys are drunk. These guys are intoxicated. The master teacher came. Mm-hmm. And Peter stood up and he said, no, we are not drunk as you supposed. Listen, all the master teacher work. But this was spoken. This what you see was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last day he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Who's saying that, Diane? Mm-hmm. Peter, the mm-hmm. one who says he didn't know God.
When he was in darkness.
Come on. That's
he
what
said,
he's talking about.
I don't know. I'm in fear. I don't know him.
I'm
in fear.
Him.
I see fear. I don't see him.
Yeah. The master teacher come. He has no fear. He was so intelligent, mm-hmm. articulate. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. When you have the spirit mm-hmm. of God, you're very intelligent. You articulate. Mm-hmm. You can talk the word of God. You're not speaking from ignorance. You're speaking from knowledge, from light. This was Peter. Peter was saying, we are not drunk as you suppose. Mm-hmm. But this was what you see right now is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And then he went back. You remember David? He saves the patriarch mm-hmm. David. Mm-hmm. That boy. I said, who is talking here? When I read that, mm-hmm. is that Peter?
And he's talking of the word that he meditated on.
Come on.
Because how would he know Joel?
Yeah.
That was in the Old Testament. That was before Peter's physical life.
Yeah.
So he had meditated on the word.
Come on.
Peter didn't know David. They didn't live in the same time. But through the word.
He was still talking about
it. He found encouragement through the word. He had relationship through the word. He is able now to bring forth this power that was demonstrated in the book of Acts.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.